Hey, what's up, guys? It's Bill Baker.
Hey, what's up? It's Jessica.
And thank you guys so much for coming and listening to us right here on our podcast.
Be sure to check us out Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on Power 101.7.
Tons of news and entertainment, prank phone calls, win huge prizes, question of the day with relationships, and so much more.
And don't forget to subscribe to our channel and get notifications when we upload new content.
Now let's check out another new segment on our podcast.
9:13, time now for the Bill and Jessica Audio Vault. A viral video going around today. A British boss was surprised when a female job applicant used a face filter during a Zoom interview.
What's wrong with that?
It was the egg and toast one.
Oh, that kind.
You know, like your face looks like an egg.
That kind.
Looking like an egg.
Looking like an egg.
Looking like an egg. Her eyes are in the egg yolks and her mouth was in the slice of toast.
Yes.
Yeah. And apparently he wasn't having it. At the end, she switched to her eyes and mouth in the strawberry.
That's too much.
Hi, Julia. Nice to meet you. I'm not sure if you know, but there's a bit of animation on your face.
Yeah. Hey, I'm not feeling well today. So is it okay if I don't show my face?
I'm not sure we're going to be able to conduct the interview with this. It's not very professional. Is there any chance you could turn it off?
I can use a different one if you want. Is this better?
Yeah. And then she switched to the strawberry.
Is that a joke? He said there's a bit probably of animation. Not. There's a bit of animation on your face. He did keep it professional.
There's a bit of animation on your face.
Oh, man.
You have to keep it professional, love. Yeah.
I've never done anything like that before.
No. Mm-mm. I mean, look, no, in 2025.
I send funny ones like that, like to the kids or, you know, I'll make it for Jesse and just do funny, silly things like that, but never for an interview.
A gym owner in Ireland is now getting some heat online after he trashed women that wear workout bikinis to the gym. Here he is making the statement on Irish radio.
I have a lot of young girls wearing bikinis when they're working out now.
But not actual bikinis, though.
No, workout bikinis. Like that's what's happening. And it can be very intimidating in the gym for people as well. It can get practically narcissism. It is.
What are workout bikinis? I'm confused.
I don't know. What are you talking about? Like a sports
like
bra or something like that?
Like the biker shorts?
I don't know. But apparently he got a lot of flack. And people were coming at him about that. Pickle-flavored Google searches are at an all-time high.
Pickles, pickles, I like pickles.
Yes, apparently people are searching for the phrase pickle-flavored on the internet so much that it's at a record high. Even the phrase pickle juice popsicle popped up by 200% this week.
That's different.
Everybody's into the pickles.
Pickle juice popsicle.
You know, you've been hearing a lot about
have those.
Pickles. Remember when we talked about the pickle juice and the different kind of pickles?
Yes.
Pickles.
The pickle shots.
An unidentified object seems to have fallen from the sky and hit an auto shop in New Jersey, leaving a large hole in a garage. Mm. Yeah, here's the object hitting the shop and then the owner talking about what he witnessed in person and saw on his cameras.
That's when I looked up and I saw the giant hole up there in the ceiling.
A sizable dent in a thick steel gauge box. And so that's when I went to my cameras and I found all the videos and realized what had actually happened. You know, it's a giant flash outside and then the impact in here. You eventually see like a giant fireball come through the ceiling and then everything come flying down the roof with it.
Yeah, crazy, right?
Wow.
Man. We talked about this earlier. Katy Perry, Gail King, Jeff Bezos' fiance, Lauren Sanchez, successfully completed their space flight yesterday.
Fake.
Jess.
What?
It was an all-female flight that also included a filmmaker.
Exactly. In a Hollywood studio.
Jess, a former NASA scientist and a research scientist. Here they are during the brief time being weightless and floating around the cabin.
One, two, three, take me up space!
That's a good AI video.
Oh, the moon! You guys, I have to tell you, look at the moon. That's amazing.
Look at the moon.
Wow, look at the blue line.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God.
Wow.
That's our pink moon.
That's amazing.
Blue line.
Wow.
Oh, look at this.
Shut up. You're the worst. Katy Perry. She took a daisy to space yesterday. I don't know if you knew that or not. Took a daisy with her.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and one of the reasons is that her daughter's name is Daisy.
All right.
Plus, she sang What a Wonderful World while they were up there. Here's Katie talking about both.
Daisies are common flowers, but they grow through any condition. They grow through cracks. They grow through walls. They are resilient, a reminder of our beautiful earth and the flowers here and God's smile and the beautiful magic that is everywhere, all around us, even in a simple daisy. Covered that song in the past, and obviously, like, my higher self is always steering the ship, because I had no clue that one day I would decide to sing a little bit of that in space. It's not about me. It's not about singing my songs. It's about a collective energy in there. It's about us. It's about making space for future women and taking up space and belonging. And it's about this wonderful world that we see right out there and appreciating it. This is all for the benefit of Earth.
Yeah, Katie showed the daisy to the camera while weightless. She also raised it high when she exited the Blue Origin capsule before she kissed the ground. She plans to write a song about the entire experience.
Wow, beautiful.
So there you go. Beautiful. Nice. Jack Black made a surprise appearance at a screening of Minecraft at a theater in LA over the weekend.
How fun is that?
Man, at first they can't see him and he's doing a different voice and then he steps out so you can see him.
For today's presentation of a Minecraft movie, please, no throwing popcorn and also absolutely no chicken jockeys!
No!
Oh, yeah! I...
Oh, my God!
Yeah! Look what I got.
My actual... I would have had a fit if Jack Black walked out.
I know!
Are you ready to rock? Ladies and gentlemen, please enjoy a Minecraft movie!
Yeah, before he left, he danced his way down the main aisle. I can see it now. High-fiving fans and giving them, you know, a photo op before he left. So there you go. Pretty cool.
It is really neat.
Pretty cool. Some good news today. A pet tortoise that went missing in a tornado is now back home safe and sound. He disappeared during a storm in Mississippi on March 15th, and his owners didn't know where he went. Yes, the pet tortoise. Neighbor. Finally found him more than 2 weeks later, and injured by okay. He is the owner of the tortoise. Here they are talking about the reunion.
There was a tornado coming and it was basically right down the road. And I mean, we had time to maybe grab our clothes and get in the vehicle.
The two pine trees, they fell directly over his house.
Myrtle's house had kind of been completely demolished. Right then and there, I guess I kind of got a little nervous because I thought maybe he might have been in there.
April 4th, I believe, was the date. We got a phone call from a lady down in the Tylertown area that said she had found what she believed was a sulcata tortoise. The lady who found the tortoise called me, and she said she had run into the owners.
It feels good to kind of have some kind of happy out of so much sad and grief and loss.
Man, I'm really glad they got the tortoise back. What happened when your tortoise ran away? Did you end up finding the tortoise?
No, we ate ours. Turtle soup.
Yeah.
Anything we get, we eat. Yeah. We have hunters in our family.
An 80-year-old woman with Alzheimer's is walking across the U.S., to raise awareness for how much of a difference lifestyle changes can make. I know that's right. She's got lots of people helping her, and she's confident that she can make the trip. Her name is Judy Benjamin. Here she is talking about her journey.
Walking is the most natural thing that a human being can do. I mean, we were born to walk. I want to encourage people and just say life is here to enjoy. And age is a number, but you don't have to be identified and characterized by that number. Get out there, exercise.
I know that's nice. Right. Body cam footage was just released from an incident in December when a cop in Philadelphia named Eric Robbins climbed out onto the roof to save a 5-year-old boy who was standing on the edge. Now, it's not clear how the boy got there, but there were 20 and 30 feet up. Ugh. Here's the officer talking about the rescue along with body cam recordings.
He does not seem fazed at the fact that he's on the roof. I just knew I had to get him off that roof.
He's on the roof!
Open the door.
It's on the roof.
It's on the roof.
I just locked on to the kid and started trying to map out how I can safely grab the kid without startling him and him possibly falling over the edge of the roof. Felt like forever, also because I'm scared of heights. It was just a rush of emotion, instantly overcoming my fear of heights and getting that kid from the roof. It hit home at the end because it could have been my kid, and I would want someone to do the same.
Yeah, that cop's a hero. I was going to tell you.
Just listening to that.
You know, he was afraid of heights, the cop. He put that aside to rescue the kid.
Oh, gosh.
And then real quick, yesterday at the White House, Vice President J.D. Vance, they had Ohio State at the White House, mm-hmm. the football team,
okay.
you know, because they won the national championship or whatever. Well, at the White House, Vice President J.D. Vance fumbled the trophy.
He dropped it?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Another man caught it. Okay. where it sits, like on its base. So somebody else kind of like caught it. JD was trying to pick it, you know, all up, and it kind of fell apart, and the base hit the ground.
Oh, this is embarrassing for him.
Yes. So here goes some audio right here. Now, by the way, you hear the music, just thinking your head of the scene.
I know, I get it.
You got the Ohio State football team there, national championships. Gosh. You're at the White House. You got the vice president. He goes to get the, you know, the trophy.
No.
Oh, that's embarrassing. It's like a Curb Your Enthusiasm moment, right?
Yes. Oh. That right there is a whole show.
It is.
Man, you know what? He might have written Larry's next show.
Oh, gosh.
Too bad the show's done. Man, can you imagine? Hold on a minute.
It's big, too. It's a big trophy.
That's the ending credits. What? I tried to get it. I tried to hold it. I tried to catch it. I'm sorry. What do you want me to do?
Yeah. You're right.
What?
Yeah.
It was an accident. I didn't mean to. What?
His face. He's devastated.
926.